Well, troubling inconsistencies with the official story that is coming out of the school shooting at Appalachee High School in Georgia. Now, the official story is that a single person, a 14-year-old student, Colt Gray, shot and killed 4 people and injured 9 others, allegedly. Allegedly, this is the official story. Of course, he will appear in court tomorrow. He is now in custody. But apparently the neighbors never saw this kid before. Didn't even know who he was. Except for the morning of the shooting, he came out of nowhere.
First, the latest on the suspect. Within the last few hours, we received the first picture of 14-year-old Colt Gray. This is a yearbook photo that a parent shared with 11 Alive, picture taken 2 years ago when he was in middle school. Gray was booked overnight facing murder charges, and he will be tried as an adult. 11 Alive's Ariana Manise joining us now with what we know about his first court appearance, Ariana.
Cheryl, he'll make his first court appearance tomorrow morning at the Borough County Courthouse. Already investigators are combing through evidence in connection to Colt Gray. Now, 11 Alive, we went to his home yesterday, which is about 6 miles away from Appalachee High School, where we saw ATF investigators. They spent hours going in and out of his home. Now, we spoke to a neighbor who lives across the street from him, and she says she only would see his younger siblings and his dad and wasn't aware that he lived at the home until yesterday when she saw him waiting for the bus the first time.
Interesting. First time. Didn't know who this person was. Where have we heard this before? No one knows who this person is. Like this eagle-eyed neighbor. So this eagle-eyed neighbor who like notices everything reminds me of my grandmother who used to sit in her rocking chair and look out the window in Pennsylvania, and she knew everything. She knew every detail about the comings and goings of all the children in the neighborhood. This kid wasn't at school today. He was homesick. She knew everything. There's a guy across the street that used to mow the lawn with his shirt off. She called him Tarzan. My grandmother used to say Tarzan was out mowing his lawn today. She knew everything, just like this eagle-eyed neighbor. And stop me if you've heard this before. The FBI knew about this kid over a year ago, and they were watching him. Thanks to Into Thin Air for posting this neighbor, this eagle-eyed neighbor watch.
Here at the home where he lived with his father and 2 younger siblings, this house right here along Harrison Mill Road is only about 6 miles from Appalachee High School. Now, until today, the neighbor directly across the street never even knew a teenager lived at this home, only seeing his 2 younger siblings around, but never Colt Gray until this morning.
He had on jeans, a dark or black zip-up hoodie with the hood up, and a black backpack. I don't know. I just felt odd. So hours later, this starts unfolding. And then my grandson sends me a picture that's one of the students at Appalachee snapped of the shooter when he had his gun in his hand. And he said, Gigi, is this who you saw? And that was the boy.
This just hours ago, the FBI confirming Colt Gray was flagged by their National Threat Operations Center last year, accused of making online threats tied to shooting up a high school. The FBI says the Jackson County Sheriff's Office tracked those threats down to Colt Gray. They went to his home, spoke to his father and to Colt as well. Now, his father told them these were his hunting guns and that Colt never had unsupervised access to these guns. Colt also denying making those threats online.
Oh, so the neighbor didn't know anything, didn't see this person before, never seen this individual before. That's certainly curious. Where have we heard this before? So the FBI knew about this kid a year ago. Here's the FBI's press release. In May 2023, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting in an unidentified location and time. The online threats contained photographs of guns. Within 24 hours, the FBI determined the online post originated in Georgia. And then they went out to his house. They went to the possible subject's house, interviewed him, talked to the father, knew that he had hunting guns in the house. Okay. So they knew all about it. Now, of course, memes. I mean, again, as Libs of TikTok posted today, every single time. Say the line, Bart. Bart wearing an FBI hat. The shooter was on our radar. Ah, once again. Over and over and over again. This is the case. And CIA whistleblower Tony Saruja posted on X, using GPS, the same dirtbag retired FBI special agent we've linked to other shooters was within 1,000 feet of this shooter's mobile devices 11 times in 14 months. That is not a coincidence. 11 times in 14 months, former FBI special agent at other shooting locations was within 1,000 feet of this shooter 11 times in 14 months. Sure, it's nothing. Sure, it's nothing. Why would a retired FBI special agent who was near other shooters also be within 1,000 feet of this shooter? Laura Loomer wonders as well. Have you noticed there's always a school shooting in a swing state or a caucus state right before an election? Every election year? Like clockwork? Just making an observation, she says. Meanwhile, multiple eyewitnesses say there was more than one shooter. Fox News spoke to a family member that confirmed more than one shooter. Possibly as many as four shooters. From eyewitnesses. That's not me saying that. That's eyewitnesses saying that. Kids and teachers reporting gunfire going off nearly at the same time at complete opposite ends of the school. That's curious. The school is very large, and for gunfire to go off nearly at the same time for complete opposite end of the school, to navigate through the entire school to have that happen, I mean, maybe this kid was Barry Allen. The Flash could travel that quickly. Jumped into a wormhole. It's interesting. So do we discount eyewitness reports on a regular basis now? That's the thing that we do, like at the Trump assassination?
Yes.
We just ignore these?
Yeah.
Oh, all these people that are on camera, on film, talking to Fox News, talking to CBS, talking to ABC, talking to CNN. We saw someone on the water tower.
No, you didn't. Goodbye.
We didn't know you didn't. You're an idiot. So we discount that now, and we just swallow this hook, line, and sinker like this new narrative. Okay, maybe it's just this kid. Well, his family is furious today. His aunt posting all over Facebook. The family is up in arms saying that their nephew should not have to deal with this at all. What's going on here? I guess we'll find out tomorrow in court, maybe, at his prelim hearing. The school is very large, so for gunfire to go off nearly at the same time from complete opposite ends of the school makes it difficult to believe that one shooter was there. But we hope we get answers on that. We'd love to have transparency on that. The FBI also making us aware that the school received a phone call this morning that warned about shootings. Okay. So the high school at the center of today's mass shooting in Georgia received an earlier phone threat, multiple law enforcement officials tell CNN. The FBI posted this. Law enforcement officials in Georgia say Appalachian High School received a phone call this morning warning that there would be shootings at five schools and that the school and that the Appalachian school would be first. So you receive this information and then you have school that day.
And you didn't lock down. You didn't put extra security. It's interesting.
So it's not known who placed the call. Officials tell CNN they are investigating that and they're looking into that. That'll be nice. So first, we now know the school received a phone call before the school shooting started saying that there would be shootings at the school and five other schools. And then a few hours later, the school is attacked. I also found this nugget very interesting. I spent quite a bit of time on the school's website today digging through past posts and found this little gem posted in 2021. The school received multiple threats. And they posted this, responding to school threats. This semester, we've dealt with several unfounded threats at our school, and we want to share additional information with our parents so we are collectively informed and prepared moving forward. We do not want our children fearing coming to school. Of course not. So, based on our investigations, these threats fall into two categories. Social media posts. These threats are frequently posted on social media with a vague message of violence at school. Often these posts were generated somewhere else, often from another state. Huh, interesting. And then number two, to disrupt a learning. Students have realized that threats to the school safety disrupt learning. Some students have made threats with hopes of getting a test rescheduled or of not going to school that day. So they know this. Okay. So they posted this. So there's been multiple threats at this school. And they're telling parents, don't worry about it, basically. You know, these are just vague online threats. Don't worry about it. We don't want, you know, we want your kids to come to school. And we think that's mostly just kids trying to get out of taking tests. Okay. But on the morning, so then is this a crying wolf moment? So then you get a call from someone who warns that there's going to be a shooting that day at the school. We're going to hit multiple schools, up to five schools, and your school will be first. Just ignore it. It's another just vague threat. Now four people are dead, nine injured, two students, two teachers. Sources in Georgia sent us this fundraising email. Thank you to this source for sending this. If you're watching, thank you. This was sent out within minutes of the shooting from Democrats trying to raise money for Democrats, blaming Republicans for the shooting. This was sent out as an email. Republican Mike Collins has blood on his hands. The deaths in Barrow County are a direct result of his support for weapons of war. He's hiding behind the Second Amendment. He must be defeated. He's our number one target in Georgia. Help send a message now. Donate to defeat him. Donate to restrict weapon sales. Donate for common sense gun reform. Donate to remove guns from the hands of violent white male killers. Okay. We need red flag laws in Georgia, and Mike Collins stands in the way. Okay. So you can unpack that all you want. Like, restrict weapon sales to a hunter, to a father who owned hunting rifles. And if that is, in fact, the only person involved in this shooting, or at all, we don't know. So we'll see more at court tomorrow. But we have a lot of questions. And I think when you have all of these eyewitnesses coming forward, discounting the official narrative that they're trying to foist on you right away, we should question that. We should question everything. And that's what we try to do here on the show.